My name is Andre Whitehead. For 15 years, I have grown the brand of Tennessee Prep Hoops. Now, with the assistance of Brent Watts, we bring to you Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. All right, welcome to Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio here at Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. This is Andre Whitehead, and a little different feeling today. On the phone with me is my partner in crime, Brent Watts, who had some issues with his regular job, so he got a little late start, a lot of traffic in Charlotte, but he's a trooper, man. He's on the phone with us right now, so let everybody know how you're doing there, Brent.
Hey, man, just traveling around trying to bring home the bacon, trying to feed the number one ranked point guard in the class of 2029. He's a growing boy.
That'd be Drew Watts.
We're working on his handles. Yeah, so, you
baby
know,
Drew.
Gotta hit the road.
Uncle Drew.
Done, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, today
I'm not going to miss the show.
Oh, I know, yeah. And we got Alec in the studio here, and he's dressed like you. And he was kind of hoping to get the headphones and take over, I think. I'm just saying. You know, that's between you two. You guys go way back, so I'm just saying. But
he's probably better than I am at this, so you probably made a mistake there.
But we got a really interesting show today. Got two interviews. Our first interview is with Ty Green from Bearden High School, USC Upstate. Winner of the Lou Henson Mid-Major Award. Got a nice little interview with him. And then one of my favorite guys in the business, Coach Jason Shelton.
My son.
From Freed Hardeman. You have been interacting with a little bit. And I think you're going to be, obviously you weren't here to listen to it. So it's going to be very interesting, the reason that he said that you weren't here. So, and then we're going to talk. We're going to go right into a little high school stuff going on. It was kind of a slow week a little bit, but we had a lot of the newspapers in the area in West, Middle, and East Tennessee came out with their all league teams or whatever they call them, whatever the newspaper deems as and the Prep Extra, which is kind of the Knoxville area. They had they have three different teams. It's kind of interesting. They have a KIL boys team, which is voted on by the coaches. Then they have a Prep Extra version of the KIL team. And then they have a Prep Extra team. So a little bit different but the Player of the Year was the same in all three. And that's our buddy Jordan Bowden from Carter. And you'll be happy to know that your favorite player was on all of them. And I'll run through them real quick. For the KIL boys team, which is voted on by the coaches, Jordan Bowden, Player of the Year, Luke Smith from Knoxville Catholic, Sophomore of the Year, and Jody Wright was the Coach of the Year. And the first team consisted of Jordan Bowden from Carter, Kentel Williams from Fulton, Troy Whiteside from Webb, Kelvin Jackson from Carter, and Lucas Campbell from CAK. And that's a pretty good little bunch. And the Prep Extra All-KIL team, basically the same, Jordan Bowden, MVP, Jody Wright, Coach of the Year. But for their Sophomore of the Year, they had Connor Arnold, Big Slim from over there at Grace. Real interesting. He's a great kid, got a great upside. Looking forward to seeing him grow. But their team was basically the same, Bowden, Lucas Campbell, Kelvin Jackson, Troy Whiteside, Kentel Williams. But they also had Justin Jenkins from Webb on that team. And then the actual Prep Extra team, which had Jordan Bowden as the MVP, but features people from all over the area, not just from the Knoxville area, was T. Higgins from Oak Ridge, Kelvin Jackson from Carter, Justin Jenkins from Webb, Easton Upchurch from Maryville, and Kentel Williams from Fulton. So, obviously a lot of repeats because those are the better players in the area, but that's what we had from the Knoxville area.
Was Justin Jenkins a junior or a senior this year?
He was a senior this year.
Offhand.
He's a senior.
He was word on where any word on where he's going to school yet?
No, haven't heard a thing.
Okay, I talked. I spoke with his illustrious father, Fred Jenkins, a few weeks ago.
Great guy.
He had some insight. Nothing to go public with, other than he did refer to Justin as his as the tougher of his two sons.
That's interesting. And a couple commitments that went down this week. the Jordan Venardo from Haywood, who we've been speaking of pretty much the whole year, ended his recruitment. He's going to go to Troy University. And then Jalen Duke from MLK and Tripp Davis from Lighthouse, Lighthouse Christian, are both going to Tennessee State. And then John Bryant from Jeff County will be going to Guilford College in North Carolina. Who you know who the famous alum from Guilford College is?
World Be Free.
Very good. I knew you'd know that. I can't get a small college one by you.
You honestly thought you were going to get that by me.
I didn't know if I'd get it by you, but just wanted to
And their claim to fame most recently is they had the most recent Division III player with NBA experience. As he was first team All America, Tyler Sanborn played summer league with the Lakers back in 2009 or 2010, and the second team All American. Tyler was first team in the South region was Greg Sancho Hernandez at Maryville College.
Ooh, the evil sombrero! You gotta love him.
So there's another little fact about Guilford College. That's a good decision. Guilford's a really nice school. World Be Free played there when they were NAIA. I'm glad to hear that for Big John. Unfortunately, he's not going to Maryville like
everybody
like
thought he would.
But great players do.
Go ahead.
But Guilford College is a great place. I wish him the best of luck. That'll be a real good fit playing the ODAC for John.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't a lot of basketball last weekend, but I did go over to the a little 15 and under sub-state they were playing at Sevier County High School. Got to watch a little bit of some 15 and under teams. The team called the Playmakers ended up winning the sub-state, so they'll be going to the state tournament over the free agents. And they had a kid named Parker McKinney from Coalfield. Nice little player. Actually, he's getting some football looks, I understand, as a quarterback. And then Dylan Fountain from Wartburg, who is a younger brother of our buddy Alex Fountain, who's playing down there in Texas and at Houston Baptist. And two nice little rising sophomores on the way. And then the free agents had a kid from Webb named Miles Rasnick that's really going to be a kid that's really going to be real key for Ricky Norris this year. But the player that really stuck out was a kid from Memphis who he's a 2019 kid. He normally plays on Team Thad's team, but he was playing this weekend because his dad was the coach of this team. His name is Tony O'Thomas from Memphis. He's not sure where he's going to go to high school yet, but outstanding player. Had 35 in the semifinal of that. So wanted to just give those kids a little shout out and nice bunch of nice kids and. Real excited. I got a chance to go watch him, and I'll probably get a chance to see some of them in the state tournament. So, I'm going to transition back to the all-league teams we were doing. And real quick, I want to talk – the Mid-State, the Tennessean, had their I guess they call it their Mid-State Players of the Year and First Team. And Braxton Blackwell from CPA, Player of the Year. And no doubt that he deserved that. And what do you think? I know you're a big Braxton Blackwell fan.
Yeah. I actually was at dinner last night with his uncle, who played was a football player, and he actually played in college with John Calipari. Super nice guy. Obviously, very proud of his nephew. Quick to show pictures. Said he makes a couple games a year. He does live down in Charleston, South Carolina, but says he makes it up to see his nephew play. But when he mentioned that who was two-time Mr. Basketball in Nashville, he thought he was going to slide one by me, much like you think you can slide things by me, but you can't. It makes a very interesting dinner conversation. He was a very knowledgeable basketball guy, and it was fun to talk about. He was knowledgeable about CPA and Braxton.
That all league team consists of Thomas Booker from East Nashville, Cordell Henderson from White County, Dakota Quinn from Davidson Academy, and Grant Teichman from Brentwood. And the coach of the year was Dennis King from Brentwood. And then real quick, the best of preps from the Memphis paper. First team, Diedrich Lawson from Hamilton, KJ Lawson from Hamilton, Jeremiah Martin from Mitchell. All three of those guys are heading to Memphis. LeGerald Vick from Douglas heading to SMU, and Justin Wertner from St. George, who's going to Cal Irvine. And then Faragi Phillips from Mitchell was the coach of the year, and has since resigned as the coach of Mitchell. So that's going to be quite interesting. So what's going on in the small college this week, Brent?
Well, the biggest thing that went on in our quest to cover every small college in the state of Tennessee, I had a great conversation with, I'm going to call him Coach Mike because I will mess up his last name, at Christian Brothers University Division II right there in Memphis, Tennessee. He's very fundamental, very level-headed the way he approaches the game and both the Division II level and the student athlete. And do want to point out that they had something that we like to highlight in the small college report, that these guys can play. That just because they're Division II doesn't mean that they're not good at basketball. They actually beat Memphis in a preseason game. So we won't harp on that too much, but that is an example. These guys can flat out play basketball. He's had a good run there. He's got a nice facility. He's in Memphis. He doesn't recruit Memphis too heavy. He does get some players out of Memphis, but he does cast his net far and wide because he is recruiting to a nice school in a major city. He is actually headed into the Cincinnati Sports Hall of Fame, which is where he's from, which I would say that the number one basketball inductee there is definitely Oscar Robertson, but a big, big congrats to Coach there.
That's awesome.
Kind of the highlight of the week.
Okay, well, we got to get time constraints are right on top of us, so we need to get our John Bailey Company Player of the Week in as quick as we can. And that's our man, and real exciting, got an offer from Tennessee this week. That's Jordan Bone from Ensworth, the younger brother of Josh Bone, former Tennessee player. And then our Mortgage Investors Group Coach of the Week. This was a tough one because, there's, like I said, there's not a lot of basketball going on right now. But our friend Brian Jesse, who was a former coach at Union County, former coach at Seymour, been helping out at Gatlinburg Pittman, he just took the Pigeon Forge job this week. So we wanted to acknowledge our friend and let him know he's going to be our Mortgage Investors Group Darren Poppin Coach of the Week, Brian Jesse, Pigeon Forge.
Yep, got a head job, and he should enjoy it there in Pigeon Forge.
Absolutely. So we're going to have to close this segment out, our opening segment, and we'll be back with our interviews coming up. This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you? End All Development, the official digital media sponsor of Tennessee Prep Hoops, is the premier digital media company in Tennessee. If your website needs to work as a piece of your greater digital media strategy, then you need to talk to Mike at End All Development. If you need help ramping up your website and social media to work in unison as a system to continually generate solid leads for your business or organization, then call Mike at End All Development. End All Development will help you make your digital marketing strategy the best investment your business will ever make. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, or just call Mike today at 865-227-5886. That's 865-227-5886.
For our troops and their families, the military is more than a career. It's a journey. And every step along the way, the USO is there.
It's an experience that soldier will never forget for the rest of his life. That's what the USO does.
From the time they join to the time they transition out of the military, the USO is there, offering programs and support along the way.
The USO has tons of programs, how to do a job interview, what to wear, what not to wear, knowing that there was going to be a life after the military.
For over 70 years, the USO has continued to meet the needs of our troops and their families, standing with them when it counts.
We all got to watch pretty much his last goodbye right before we were notified he was gone. Without the USO, it wouldn't be possible for me and my children to watch Jared tell us that he loves us. These are memories that we'll have forever.
Be a part of their journey. Donate today at USO.org.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I was on the way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months. And I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Donald Smigo and the Groundsmasters in Knoxville salutes the men and women of our military and veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers while they fight to keep freedom alive worldwide. This military tribute from Donald Smigo at the Groundsmasters in Knoxville. Top quality, top service. For all your commercial and residential lawn maintenance and landscape needs, call Donald Smigo at 865-288-2010. That's 288-2010.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Online at sportsradiothevlz.net.
Okay, we are back here, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. This is Andre Whitehead, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. And on the phone with me right now, good friend, one of the best coaches in the business on any level, we've got Jason Shelton from Freed Hardeman University. Say hello to everybody, Jason.
Hey, everybody. Proud to be on with you guys, Andre. I've listened to every one of the podcasts, and just proud to be on with you. I appreciate you having me on here today, and appreciate everything you do for basketball, and especially high school basketball in our state.
Well, thank you, Coach. I really appreciate it. It means a lot coming from you, man. We go way back to when you first started at Freed with my boy Ryan Parnell, who I told him you were going to be on today, so he wanted to make sure that I mentioned his name, of course, because me and him are still pretty close. So,
hey, we couldn't be on together without mentioning Coach Parnell for sure. And Ryan was smart. He got out 2 years ago and took his MBA that he got from Tennessee Tech, and he's in the banking world now. He had enough of that coaching, but I think he misses it a little bit. But I know more than anything, he misses relationships with guys around the game and stuff, and guys like you that he forged relationships with over the time. But he's getting to spend a little bit more time with that little boy of his right now, and I think he really enjoys that.
Oh, absolutely. I know he misses it because he's still at least once or twice a day I get a text from him asking about a player or asking about this. So, yeah, he still wants to be involved, so that's awesome that he still does. Well, let me educate the people here a little bit on what you got going on down there. Well, let's just say at first you're from Springfield, Tennessee. You played at Lipscomb under Coach Meyer, who we always refer to. Every week we try to have a Don Meyer reference because we are – Brent, our my normal host, who's not here right now. He's stuck in traffic in Charlotte. He is a Maryville College guy, so he loves the small colleges. We do a small college report, and any small college guy worships Coach Meyer. So –
Brent was a former Bison. He was a former Bison camper back in the day, and I think the reason why he might not be there today is because he heard you were going to visit with me and scared he was going to have some flashbacks to his days of doing push-ups in the summer heat there, maybe even on the pavement outside the gym if he had done something he wasn't supposed to be doing. Maybe he had a flashback to some of Coach's camps back in the day. Is why he wasn't able to be here, but. Andre, I got to say something here before we get too far past Coach, and he passed away last summer and just had an effect on so many people. But to say that I was a player for Coach, he would have corrected you if he was here. I was a walk-on that went there and had been in camp there since I was in fifth grade myself and played for a year. And after my freshman year, Coach decided it would be better for me and for all the other people that could really play if I became a student coach, so I didn't injure some of the good players. And then again, my junior year, after about 18 months off, I go in the office one day, and he goes, Jason, go upstairs and get some shoes, get some practice gear, and be ready to go today. He didn't ask me if I wanted to play again. He just told me I was playing again because he needed a point guard for the red team in practice, which was all the other red shirts that were the beat-up-on squad by some good players. So I wasn't really a player, but awful proud to be part of Coach's program. And he would always correct folks. So I'll correct folks for him since he's not with us anymore.
Oh, that's great, though. But just the experience of being there with him just had to be so tremendous as you, you know, you became an assistant coach with him. And you were 144-36 in the time you were with him. That's awesome. And then the 4 years you were there as a player/manager, you were a 139-16. I mean, those numbers are just outrageous. And then you went to Utah from 99 to 2001 with Coach Majerus, and that had to be just another coaching icon that you know, people always ask you, I'm sure, about stories for them. And if I'm not mistaken, were you with them on the championship, the team that went to the championship game?
I was not there then. That would have been the year I went was the year after that.
Okay.
There was 1 year in between. We went and I was with Coach till 99, and Coach Meyer and I actually went out and visited them at Christmas time of that year that was their championship year and spent a few days with them watching prepare for a game with Texas, which was an awesome experience. And the reason why I got involved with Coach Majerus was because of Coach Meyer, and they were friends from back days, time before. And the reason I had an opportunity to do that, the whole reason I had an opportunity to go to the University of Colorado with Coach Ricardo Patton for 4 years was because Coach Patton was a Nashville guy, and he called Coach Meyer about wanting to get an assistant for him and wanted somebody that had been with him, and Coach suggested me, and that's how I was there for 4 years. The reason I got this job years ago, 10 years ago now, seems like not that long, but they called Coach Meyer and wanted to see if he would take it. From even when he was up in Northern State in South Dakota, and he said, "No, I don't think so. I like where I am, but you ought to call Jason." So I haven't been many places. It wasn't because of Coach Meyer. I've been riding his coattails, I guess, for a long time. So
that's awesome. Well, I was going to mention that, you know, after Utah, your next stop was Colorado, and that's actually where I met you. Was in the gym at Wilson Central High School, and you were with Colorado at the time, and you were recruiting. I can't remember who it was that you were there to watch, but that was the first time I met you. And then the next year, you took the Freed Hardeman job. So I thought that was really, really interesting. And then your 2013-2014 team, you have 29 wins, most in school history. You were ranked number one in the nation. You know, made the NAIA tournament. I think you made it into the second round, if I'm not mistaken.
And we made it to the third round.
The third round, awesome.
The last second shot, so.
That is fantastic. And then this past year, you guys finished 28-4, 20-2 in your new conference, the American Midwest. Also made it to the national tournament again. So you've got this thing rolling, but I do have to ask you. You went from 29 wins to 28 wins. That's underachieving, Coach. What happened?
We were short two games on our schedule, actually. We couldn't find somebody that would play us for homecoming, so we had to play a team that was a non-accredited institution, because they're the only ones that would come. So we ended up playing two extra exhibition games. So we didn't get our 30 regular season games like most folks got. But, yes, we do feel like even though we won our first conference championship in men's basketball history at our school, we did underachieve a little bit. So we appreciate you pointing that out, Andre.
I just had to say that.
That sounds like your host, Brent, there.
Yeah, that was something Brent would have said. I just had to say it. I just thought that was kind of funny. But I would say you didn't underachieve. You were just Teichman-less. So, you know,
boy,
this past year.
Oh,
but now you got another one coming in, and that's really exciting. Really exciting thing. I know you've got a couple other recruits coming in from other states, but, you know, I have to talk about Grant Teichman because he's a Tennessee kid. And I absolutely love that kid. He's been so well coached in high school. I think he's going to come in and be a contributor for you right away.
He will. And I tell you what, Dennis King, if you folks don't get a chance, if you're around and you get a chance to see Brentwood High play,
you
need to watch him play. They pass the basketball so well. They execute so well, and Dennis King is an awesome coach, and we were proud to have Kyle in our program for 5 years with an ACL that he had, and spent a year without one this time, and have Grant coming, and they're two totally different players. But to me, I'm looking at it like, goodness gracious, we got another Dennis King guy. That's going to be a great situation for us.
Yeah, anybody.
There aren't many coaches in our coach basketball period that are the head of the English department at their high school and teach advanced senior English.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's written a book, for God's sake, and I read it, and it's awesome. But, you know, if you really want to see the intricacies of Coach King, watch the state championship game when they played Memphis Hamilton, because out of every dead ball and every timeout, he switched defenses. And, I mean, he switched defenses every single time and kept them off balance. And, they got a little bit of a lull in the third quarter where the size of Hamilton took over. I think Brentwood could have won that game.
They did. They did a great job. And I mean, Grant himself is such a good passer, shoots it from deep. He'll be great in our motion system, being able to use screens and can handle. He was a point guard until he got into high school. He's handled the ball really well for a while and got into high school and grew a little bit more. And they had some smaller guys and some other guys that played point for him. But have been around their family and known him since he was in seventh grade, and just awful excited to have him as part of our program. I really think he's going to be a tremendous asset to us over the next so many years.
Yeah, he's definitely not a combo guard, right, Coach?
Yeah, look, I'll say it, Andre. If a guy tells this is, well, you know, high school coaches out there that might be listening to this, if you tell a college coach that this guy's a combo guard, the Coach Meyer in me would tell you that that means he can't handle well enough to be a point guard, and he doesn't shoot it well enough to be a two guard.
I agree. That's exactly the same thing Coach Knight said, too. Yeah, the old school coaches, they don't like that term combo guard. I don't really like it either, but, you know, sometimes you have to. But, I mean, I know Parnell used to always point out when I did a report and you'd look at it, and I would on purpose sometimes for the guys I knew you were looking at, I'd put combo guard in that description just because I knew it would rile you up a little bit. So, yeah, that's so awesome.
Funny. I tell you, but there's lots of guys now that are guards, guys that can play. And that's what Coach Patton, that's a reference he used to talk about. Jason, you know, it doesn't matter how big a guy is if he can play. And there's, you know, we had a guy that played for us here for a few years, Anthony Sampson, from Liberty and Jackson, that led the country in assists at 8.5 a game, and he was every bit of 5'1.5". If a guy can play, it doesn't matter what size he is. If a guy can handle, if he can shoot it a little bit, you can find a place for him to be able to play in this game.
Oh, and he also won 2 state championships at Liberty Tech in Jackson. So, yeah, Ant was a phenomenal player. Well, speaking of the type of players that you guys have to look for, I know that you like to find guys that you know, that fit your system pretty much like any coach, but have you, and I know you like to venture out of the state a little bit if you can. I preferably you'd probably like to stay in your area if you could find the players that fit your system, but like what are the most important attributes that you look for when you're looking for a kid?
Well, Andre, I'm going to give you a little bit on this one today. Hopefully there's some kids that listen to y'all show over there in that part of the country, which is a little bit farther from us, but we've had some kids from Chattanooga, and
we actually our breakdown is higher in Nashville than it is in this area.
Well, now that you're on Nashville on this podcast, I got you off iTunes, so that's where I get it. So that's pretty national right there if you can get it on iTunes.
Yeah, we're trying, man. We're trying to get out there.
Here's the thing for kids in the state. We would love to have kids in the state. So much of it is because financially for us, we're the same as the NCAA Division II school, where we're going to get a scholarship dollar amount, the financial equivalent of, let's say, 11 full scholarships for us. With the Division II, it's the whatever it costs for 10 full scholarships to go to that school. So if you sign a kid from in-state and they get that Hope Scholarship, which is the lottery scholarship, the 21 on the ACT and 3.0, then that's $4,000 a year they can get towards college. Well, that's $4,000 that college coach doesn't have to give you to help put you on the full scholarship. If you're able to get academic money, staying on top of your grades, and kids at our place can start getting money anywhere from a 22 on the ACT and a 3.0 GPA up. And the higher you get, you know, we had a guy like Ben Mees that was a honorable mention All-American for us, an NAIA All-American, academic All-American this year. They came with a 30 on the ACT and a 4.0 in high school. He gets full tuition paid for at our place. Well, that's $16,000 that I wouldn't have to come up with to give him. So if I'm telling kids something about recruiting, especially in our state, man, stay on top of your academics and do everything you can to make yourself even more appealing to schools that offer scholarships, and also to the Division III schools where you can get a better package to go there and possibly play, because that's how all that stuff works together. But, you know, even from my time with Coach Meyer, Andre, we had a pretty good base of kids that came out of Huntsville, Alabama, and we know a lot of coaches down there, and I've gotten a couple of kids from there this time. But for the most part, our guys on our roster are from the state of Tennessee. We hit the Middle Tennessee area pretty hard because of contacts and stuff I had up there with Coach. We're an hour and 15 minutes from Memphis. So we've gotten a lot of kids out of that area, and you know there are a lot of players there in Memphis. So the best part about it for us is an opportunity to build relationships with kids. And one thing that my assistant now, Vincent Menino, is getting a lot better at, and one thing that Ryan, we've talked about already, Coach Parnell was so good at, I tell those guys as assistants, your job is to make it hard come springtime for a guy to tell us no, to try to build a relationship with a kid that, you know, he may be recruited by some of the small Division I's or some other folks around, but we want to build enough of a relationship with that young man and his family that they feel like this is a place where they can be comfortable and be home and have a chance to succeed, and just make it hard for him to tell us no in that way.
Now, that's absolutely true. Yeah, Ryan was really good at that. I think that is you know, something that Vinny's is learning and getting a little better at. So, yeah, just trying to find them. It's not so much diamond in the rough anymore, because there's hard, you know, with all the you know, with all the chatter on the social networks and everything, it's, you know, there's very few players that are under the radar anymore. So it's you know, it's just true. A lot of guys think that their level is a lot higher than it actually is, and I think that's really because a lot of people, you know, a lot of people don't go to Division II games or NAIA games or Division III games. You know, I'm lucky that you know, I have a relationship with most of the coaches in the state and in the surrounding southeastern areas of teams from that level, so I know how good the basketball is there, and I know when these kids, you know, or, you know, I said, well, are you looking at this area? Are you looking at this? Well, no, I think I'm a D1 player. Well, you know what? It's, you know, it's April of your senior year, and you've already, and you, you know, no D1 has called you. It's not going to happen. It's, you know, they're already recruiting 2016 kids. So I think, I don't know, maybe do kids just think it's a slight not to go D1? I'm, you know, they get so much, Coach Schertz from LMU always called it cafeteria logic. He said the kid would rather sit in the cafeteria and tell his buddies, I'm walking on at a D1, then take a D2 scholarship.
Well, I think there's a little bit of that, and a lot of a change with so many Division I games on TV now, Andre. With Coach Meyer, I keep referring back to him, but he used to call it TV Division I. There's a difference in Division I and TV Division I. Like, the Power 5, those folks were only people that were on TV back in the day. Well, now it's a little bit different. You can catch a Belmont game on TV. I watched one. One time this time at that CBS Sports Network, them and IU South, somebody that they were playing. I love watching. Those guys are such good friends of mine up there and do such a great job. So you can get a lot of games that kids can see, and I think that's a little bit of it. But we try to tell guys in recruiting, and I talk to folks about this, not just guys that I'm recruiting, but you can tell when somebody's serious. You can get mail. You can get phone calls, texts, you can get all kinds of stuff for folks. When somebody's serious about you in recruiting is when they offer you money. When they offer you money and they're willing to invest in your future as a student athlete, then you know, well, these guys are pretty serious about me. Until then, you're kind of a guy on the list.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks get called up in the, well, these guys are still contacting me. It's April. Well, if it's April and they're still contacting, they ain't offered you money yet. They're sitting around and waiting for somebody else. You are not the top of their list.
Exactly.
You're just somewhere on it.
Yeah, we tell kids that all the time, you know. Yeah, so, okay, so by chance you sneak into a Division I late like that. Well, that's only because they didn't get who they wanted, and then next year they're going right over top of you again. So, you know,
yeah,
go somewhere, go where you're wanted.
Yeah, this is what Coach Patton used to always feel like. Now, Jason, we don't need to take, we say something. Jason, we don't need to take this kid unless he's good enough, because if you thought you could get better than him this time and we just missed, you're going to feel like all next year you're going to find better than him, and then we're going to already have spent that money with him. And Coach wasn't big on letting kids go. There's a lot of kids now, places now where folks, well, they'll recruit over you, they'll just let you go. But, you know, it's kind of, it comes down to with kids feeling like you trust the people that are talking to you in recruiting and giving you information that you need and feel like you fit. And what I tell kids all the time that I visit with, whether they're coming here or not, you want to feel like you fit with the people on your roster. It's different than high school. In high school, you can deal with a knucklehead at practice and you get to go home and he goes to his house. In college, you want to feel like you fit with those folks, because guess what? You're going to go back to the dorm and you're going to be living with those same knuckleheads. So if you don't feel like you fit with the people involved in that program, then it's probably not going to be a good fit for you eventually.
Yeah, those are pearls of wisdom, Coach. And I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time to talk to us, man. We're already on 20 minutes, man. It's went so fast, and it's been great talking to you. This is the longest interview we've done in our – this is our 12th show, I believe. So that is fantastic, and I couldn't think of anybody who I would rather spend time talking to you than you, man. And
Andre, I appreciate you, brother, and thank you so much. Sorry I missed Brent, but I know when he'll probably just do some push-ups on the side tonight just to relive some of his Bison camp days back in the day. Thanks for all you do for high school basketball here in the state, buddy, and for kids, because I know you do it for the right reason. You do it to try to help guys get a college experience and for Coach to find out about them and all those things, and that's just an awesome deal, and I hope folks realize that. I know I do, and I know the coaches do, but I hope kids realize that too. You have a great weekend, brother.
All right. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Anytime. Bye.
All right. All right. Well, that's going to end this segment with Jason Shelton from Freed-Hardeman University. This is Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. This is Andre Whitehead, Sports Radio 1180, the BLZ.
Who these guys are and where they do their show.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
End All Development, the official digital media sponsor of Tennessee Prep Hoops, is the premier digital media company in Tennessee. If your website needs to work as a piece of your greater digital media strategy, then you need to talk to Mike at End All Development. If you need help ramping up your website and social media to work in unison as a system to continually generate solid leads for your business or organization, then call Mike at End All Development. End All Development will help you make your digital marketing strategy the best investment your business will ever make. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, or just call Mike today at 865-227-5886. That's 865-227-5886.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I was on the way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans' employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
For our troops and their families, the military is more than a career. It's a journey. And every step along the way, the USO is there.
It's an experience that soldier will never forget for the rest of his life.
That's what the USO does.
From the time they join to the time they transition out of the military, the USO is there, offering programs and support along the way.
The USO has tons of programs, how to do a job interview, what to wear, what not to wear, knowing that there was going to be a life after the military.
For over 70 years, the USO has continued to meet the needs of our troops and their families, standing with them when it counts.
We all got to watch pretty much his last goodbye right before we were notified he was gone. Without the USO, it wouldn't be possible for me and my children to watch Jared tell us that he loves us. These are memories that we'll have forever.
Be a part of their journey. Donate today at USO.org.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Online at sportsradiothevlz.net.
Okay, we are back here at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. And on the phone with me right now, I'm very excited. Close friend, great guy. Watched him come up through the years through high school. Mr. Ty Green from Bearden, USC Upstate. Say hello to the people.
Hey, guys. Andre, Brent, thank you all for having me on the show. Look forward to it. Hopefully we'll have a little fun here.
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, right now, Brent is not here. Brent is stuck in traffic in Charlotte for his other job, which he's moonlighting on us, which I'm not sure how I feel about that, but that's okay. But so I'm going to probably be doing the interview myself, and it's probably better, Ty, because, you know, he's a Farragut guy and you're a Bearden guy, so there could be some fireworks there that we really didn't need because it's a family-friendly show.
Yeah, well, Brent's lucky in that aspect that he's not here. I would have lit him up. I got some dirt on Brent. I was at his church league game 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he knows exactly what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to embarrass him like that.
Oh, please embarrass him.
Well, let's just say Brent got a technical in a church league, and we won't go into what all happened, what he said. But we'll
I don't think there's ever been a church league game that he played in that he didn't get a technical. From my understanding, everybody I talk to, if I say the name Brent Watts, they go, oh, I played church ball with him. He got us kicked out of this one church because of, you know, things. So he's got that sterling reputation as being the getting you kicked out of the church league guy. And I don't know if that's a good one to have, but he's good people, man, and he loves basketball. So we got to give him a little bit of a break there. So, well, Ty, let's talk a little bit about your career. Like I said, I've watched you come up through Bearden High School. Loved watching you guys play. Then you went to USC Upstate with my buddy Kyle Perry, and just had a fantastic career. Ended up the A-Sun Player of the Year this year for your senior year, and then you were the recipient of one of the, it's a real neat award. It's started in 2010. It's the Lou Henson Mid-Major Player of the Year Award, and some of the past winners. I looked this up. Matthew Dellavedova from St. Mary's, who's with the Cavs. Watched him play last night. He was the winner once. And then last year, Langston Hall from Mercer won the award. And this year, you were the recipient, and you got to go to a ceremony at the Final Four. And that, man, that had to be exciting.
You know, it was. It was exciting for a lot of reasons. First off, it was a great program award for Upstate to get that recognition for our program. You know, we've been winning a lot of games, and, you know, we're getting more, known throughout the Southeast specifically. And just to kind of, to be able to win that award, you know, there was so much hard work that went into it through my coaches, with my players, training staff, support staff. I mean, there's a lot of parts that have to go into that to get an award like that, which on the mid-major level, you know, that's the highest award that a mid-major player can get. And I was just blessed to be around some great people and tried to work as hard as I could, you know, every day. And, you know, just going out there and playing for the Lord and, trying to play my hardest. And, it was very humbling, and I was very honored to receive an award like that.
You absolutely deserved it, though. I mean, I'm telling you, they should have done a documentary on you as you went from high school to college, because, you know, everybody knew you were going to be a pretty good player because of how hard you worked. But I don't think anybody realizes exactly how hard you do work and how hard you had to work. I mean, because I'm sure the transition from high school to college, like, we had John Jenkins on the show, John Jenkins from the Atlanta Hawks, and we asked him what he thought was, you know, the biggest transition was high school to college or college to pro. And I mean, he didn't even hesitate. And he said high school to college. It was not even close, you know, strictly from a physicality standpoint. So I don't want to ask you, you know, playing at Bearden for one of the best coaches in the area for the last 20 years, Mark Blevins. I think you were blessed to have Coach Blevins as a coach, because he got you ready for this, didn't he?
Well, you know, there's no doubt that Coach Blevins is a huge reason why I had the success that I was able to experience. First off, a Coach Blevins practice, especially our class, our junior and senior year, it's really, you can't really put into words, honestly, how hard he pushed us. Specifically me, I mean, he pushed me to the brink. I mean, I would walk out of almost every practice with my fist clenched. You know, really just wanting to fight him. And I've told him that. I mean, me and Coach Bubbins have a great, we talk all the time still. And to say he pushed me as hard as somebody can be pushed is an understatement. I mean, but he put us through so much physically, and he was on us so hard that we had no choice but to be ready for college. You know, the flip side of that, we knew how much he loved us first off, and we knew that he wanted to win. And we won a lot of games because of how mentally tough we were and our execution. And he got me ready for college. And I, you know, my high school practices and my high school conditioning was actually harder than Upstate. And that's not a shot at Upstate. That's a compliment to what Coach Blevins, you know, made us go through. And Coach, and it was all calculated. I mean, Coach, he knew what he was doing. And, you know, we got results in the win column. But more than that, Coach Bubba's ultimate goal was to get us ready for college. And, you know, I was blessed enough to win ASUN Freshman of the Year my freshman year. And, you know, that goes pretty much straight to Coach Bubba.
Well, there's no doubt how he – I think he knew that you could take it. You know, a lot of times coaches are very wary of, you know, they got some kids that can really take the, you know, take the pressure. Some kids that can't, they got to back off a little bit. But I think he knew with your work ethic and how hard you worked that you could take it. And I'm and my talking to Coach about you, I mean, he just thinks the world of you. I mean, I don't think you could just see the light in his eyes when he talks about you, man. So you and Rico and those guys that came through that time, he just has a special place in his heart for that group. And I could, you know, and like you said, he knew exactly what he was doing by preparing you guys for what was to come. Like you said, when you got to college, it was, you know, obviously the physical transition was probably tough, but mentally you were probably okay because you had basically experienced something very similar to that already.
Mentally and the defensive aspect, you know, there was no transition for, you know, me and Rico on the D1 level, and really any of the guys who come through a Blevins system. I mean, you're not going to have to worry about their mental toughness, and you're not going to have to worry about them defensive. I mean, day one, they're ready to go. And we all were. And, you know, that's a big reason why we won a lot of games there.
Absolutely, yeah. And defensively is a key because generally when you're incoming freshman into a program, the way that you're going to get on the floor initially is by, you know, defending and showing that you can defend. And you had that leg up on a lot of those kids that came in. But, man, your work ethic is, like I said, they should have done a documentary on you so you can show it to high school kids as to, you know, kids think they work hard, and a lot of kids think they work hard, but they have no idea the work it takes to get ready to prepare themselves, especially for the division. On any level, really, on the D2 NAIA JUCO level, it's tough. But on the Division I level, the work is just, it's unbelievable. And you had a seamless transition, man, and just so proud of what you've done and how proud you've represented Knoxville and the East Tennessee area. And now tell me how you found out about the Lou Henson Award when you got that and how excited you were about that. Because, you know, like I said, I did a little research on it, and what a cool award. Like you said, that is the top award for a mid-major player, and what a great honor, man.
Well, how I found out was there was a list of about 30 finalists, and obviously, you know, they're not going to bring all those people up, so they had to tell the winner about a week and a half in advance. And anyway, Coach Perry gave me a call, and a little backstory on this is, you know, as you probably can figure, I was the focus of most of the opposing student sections, and, you know, they could, you know, with my blonde hair and all that stuff, they would call me pretty much anything you could imagine. So anyway, and I got that just constantly all year, just signed and everything. And, you know, and Coach Perry calls and says, he goes, "You got the mid-major Sissy of the Year award." I said, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "You got the mid-major Sissy of the Year award." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then anyway, he just goes, "No, you got the Lou Henson award." And at that point, I was pretty speechless. Because the finalists on that list, you know, there were some big time players. I mean, there's gonna be NBA guys on that finalist list, and I was pretty blown away that I got it. You know, couldn't really, didn't really know what to say. And anyway, that's how I found out, with Coach Perry being the jokester that he is. And at that point, it was just making some travel arrangements. You know, I had to tell some family. We had to keep it quiet until the announcement. And then at that point, it was just kind of getting ready to head up to the Final Four.
That's awesome, yeah. Yeah, I know Coach Perry very well, and, yeah, he's a little bit of a trickster, so that's pretty cool. But that had to be kind of fun, you know. I mean, when you're the focal point of the other team's, you know, berating and stuff like that, that just means you're one of the better players. So did they ever compare you to the blonde kid from the karate kid that swept the leg?
Yeah, I got that pretty much.
I figured you would.
Yeah.
Well, are you doing now, Ty? I mean, college is over, and what do you got going on? You got some free agent stuff, some camps. I know you signed with Jared at his A3. A3. Yeah. I wonder, why do I want to say D1? I don't know. But yeah, Jared at A3, who's awesome, another Bearden guy. And so, what do you got going on, man? For the future.
Well, I've signed with Jared, and now he's trying to make me look as good as I can to some NBA teams. And this summer, we'll be doing some NBA workouts. Some teams are bringing me down. And the goal is to hopefully get in the summer league, and then after that, hopefully get into an NBA training camp. We've got some interest in those fronts. And, you know, if I can get into a camp, you know, go down there, play as good as I can, and, you know, hopefully make a team. But there's some interest. And if that doesn't work out, at that point, we would look at the overseas contracts that have come in. And I've, you know, again, been blessed enough to where some pretty good situations will probably come up. And at that point, it's just going to be talking about it with my family, you know, praying about it, and seeing if that's a move that I'm, you know, ready to make, going overseas and playing. So those are kind of the two options on the horizon, and it's just training between now and then. You know, you gotta. And earlier, when you were talking about, you know, a lot of kids think they work hard. Another aspect is, you know, okay, if you have the work ethic, that's great. Now you got to transition that into working smart. You know, working hard, sure, but you gotta work smart with it, and that's what I'm trying to do. You know, work as hard as I can, but working smart in terms of pinpointing exactly what I need to be working on. You know, not just going in the gym and freelancing and, you know, just shooting around, you know, or dunking or, you know, whatever, that kind of stuff. Not working on moves that aren't going to translate. Working as hard as I can and as smart as I can, and identifying my strengths, trying to make them better, and most importantly, identifying my weaknesses and trying to turn them into strengths.
Well, that's great, man. Yeah, those are pearls of wisdom for high school kids that are listening. But, you know, take the overseas contract if that's all you get. You know, money's green. It doesn't matter. You get to play a few years. You still get to play basketball, build that nice nest egg before you have to hang up the tennis shoes, and then It'll be wonderful, man. I know there's so many good situations overseas if you get the right one that you can be in a great country and just be, you know, and be a star in one of those little towns. That would be awesome, man. But
yeah.
Ty, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, man. I really appreciate it. It does my heart good to see you doing so well, man, because you're a great guy, and I've truly been keeping up with you, and I've been. You know, hoping and praying that everything works out for you, man, because you're such a good person. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what happens next for you, man.
Well, you know, it's going to be an exciting time. I want to thank you all for having me, and thank you for all the support, and thank you for all the exposure and support you gave me at Bearden as well. It means a lot to me, and hopefully down the road here, y'all have me back on the show, and hopefully we got to get Brent Watts on here so I can go at him a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, I need to get you back to playing Rocky Top too. So,
yeah.
All right, my man. Well, take care, Ty, and you have a good one.
All right, Andre. You do the same. Thanks, man.
All right. That was Ty Green from USC Upstate, Lou Hansen Mid-Major Player of the Year, A-Sun Player of the Year. And that's going to do it for our show today here, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. I want to thank Ty Green, Jason Shelton, Brent Watts from the road, our man Alec. and definitely the handsomest man in show business, Seth. And this is Andre Whitehead closing it out, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.